The proposed rule, according to the nation's agriculture leader, would allow rural homeowners and businesses to make affordable energy improvements to homes and buildings. Secretary Tom Vilsack says a primary obstacle is the upfront costs encountered by those who want to invest in energy efficiency.
The USDA Energy Efficiency and Conservation Loan Program will work with the USDA, making available to RECs and REAs, rural electric cooperatives, across the country, resources that they in turn will be able to relend to homeowners to be able to allow them to finance the upfront costs of energy efficiency technologies. One of the biggest impediments to homeowners utilizing the opportunity for greater energy efficiency is they simply don't have the upfront costs to be able to install the technologies. This will respond to that concern by providing loans from the RECs, REAs. The loans will be repaid from savings that folks will realize in their utility bills as they utilize energy efficiency.
Rural electric cooperatives would submit plans with their anticipated number of loans to the USDA. The federal agency would then provide the cooperatives with the funding for energy efficiency loans. The program is based on an on-bill financing program coordinated by the Electric Cooperatives of South Carolina, President and CEO Mike Cowick.
Every co-op in every state will likely do it differently. But our goal is we see a high bill complaint come in to a co-op is one means of reaching out to a homeowner member. And we would call them and we'd say, can we come out and do a visual audit? And it identifies deficiencies in the home that can be fixed. So we ask the homeowner, in our case, landlord tenants as well, would you like to take the loan? If they say yes, we find the qualified contractor. We test it out with a similar audit on the back end. And if it tests out, the contractor is paid. If the contractor doesn't test out, he comes back again and again and again until he gets it right. And then the member begins to pay that back on the bill. They generally keep 33% of the anticipated savings in their pocket in month one, and the rest of the anticipated savings goes to pay off the loan amount. So even in month one, that family in that home is getting an economic benefit.
National Rural Electric Cooperative Association CEO Glenn English expects the greatest impact to be on people who normally can least afford to invest in energy efficiency.
It enables the cooperative in cooperation with the Department of Agriculture to be able to advance that loan up front to carry out the work. And then the homeowner, in this case most likely those who can't afford to do it otherwise, then can pay it back through the savings they have. It's a remarkable program, but the greatest benefit goes to those who can least afford to come up with the money to make the changes.
Glenn, we don't do a credit score. We score the home.
Exactly.
We don't score the consumer. So those people who have
important.
Low credit scores can still get the loan. If they pay their power bill, that's what we're looking for.
USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack says there are three key reasons this loan program is important to rural America.
It is about jobs. There are literally tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of homes that could utilize a retrofit for energy efficiency. Someone has to install, someone has to ship, someone has to repair, etc., these energy efficiency technologies, and that's all about jobs. It also is about increasing our energy security in the country. And for the RECs and the REAs, it's a tremendous opportunity for them to avoid or to delay for a period of time additional generation costs.
The USDA is seeking public comments on the proposed rule, which is currently funded at $250 million. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.